we read the names of these who have come.
I do want to say a special thanks to Dr. Smith, our pastor, and the pulpit committee for their trust in me. But most of all, I want to thank the Lord for not only saving me, but calling me and putting me in the ministry. As the preachers mentioned just a while ago, God's good. I want to thank also my wife, who has stood by me for all of these years, through thick and thin. For 30 years, we've been married, and she's probably, and I know this is my opinion, guys, but the best helpmeet that that God could ever provide a person. I want to say to my children how much I appreciate them and their support, and I love you very much. But I love Trinity Baptist Church. I've been a member of this church for 25 years. I was saved and baptized here and probably have served in every capacity that you can imagine through all those years of ministry here. But I must admit that through the whole process, the questioning, the meeting with our pulpit committee, the preaching on Sunday, December the 6th, and then, of course, last Wednesday night, I must admit that throughout the process, I did ask God to show me landmarks that this was His will. I'm here to tell you today, dear church, that God not only showed me those landmarks, but exceeded all my expectations. Not one item that I prayed for did God not meet. Not one. And so I want to thank you, church, for over the years teaching me along the way. I believe that you can learn from everyone. I've learned how to love people. I've learned how to have compassion for people. But through our pastor, I've learned how to minister to people. And I'm indebted to Dr. Smith. He's taught me everything that I know about the ministry. I consider you my family, my extended family. And so accepting Wednesday night's vote of the church as God's will, I do happily and humbly accept that call of Trinity Baptist Church to become co-pastor with Dr. Smith until the time that he has designated, October the 17th, 2010, and at that time to assume the pastorate of this great church. I do want to say to your church that I want to be a servant. When God called me into the ministry, I had no idea what He was doing, but throughout the years He has set these landmarks and showed me this is His will. I appreciate your support, your confidence. I do covet your prayers over the next 10 months as the transition takes place. And I appreciate your support. I love you very much. I've served with many of you in this church for years and years. And I look forward to see what God's going to do. God bless you for your trust. And I look forward to serving with you, not only this coming year, but for many years to come. God bless you.
Amen.